Hello, dear friends, and welcome to another 11 p.m. nightcap. I hope you are all doing well tonight. Before I get into the rest of this, especially for those of you who might be listening to this as a podcast, I am going to give you a warning. This episode contains some extreme and explicit content. Some unpleasant content, and possibly what could be perceived as some controversial opinion. However, all of this is, I'm going to try to keep this as even and measured as possible. So, as we often try to do on the show, I'm going to keep this calm. I don't like, the idea here isn't to be a shock jock or make people upset or whatever. They are just stories and slices of life. And of course, I am always interested in what the folks in the chat have to say about some of that. But before we get to that stuff, we will do... We'll do a normal coughing fit because apparently I can't stop coughing. Oh my god, my allergies. Like I every year, but I swear so many people that I know that I talk to right now are like, oh, I'm in bed sick because I can't stop sneezing and snotting and like the mold and everything right now. My good lord. Just brutal. But let's share a drink. That's a little bit of a healthy pour today. But I may need that getting through some of these stories. Otherwise, had a good workout. My day at work wasn't too bad. Got some good stuff done. I think tomorrow will be a pretty good day at work as well, I'm hoping. I did take Friday off. I feel like I just need Friday. I'm hoping it doesn't rain. The forecast is calling for rain, which sucks. But I really hope it doesn't rain because I need to cut my grass. My grass is starting to get unruly, and I don't like to let it get too long and then cut it because it's not good for the grass. It's not good for your lawn. And I just need to do some phone calls and get some other bullshit done and fucking maybe get a workout in earlier in the day. And that way then in the evening, there's a Joe Bob Briggs drive-in theater. I can play some video games and chill out. And then this weekend, I feel like is fairly full in a lot of ways because it is Mother's Day. So don't forget your mama. Boy, I don't know. Man, I at some point, I need to do a longer talk about... my mother, but that's a heavy duty episode. Although maybe we'll do that Sunday. I don't know. But then I have a family party on Saturday. So before you know it, the weekend will just go and be over and done. So thanks everyone for stopping by. Hope again, you were all having an okay day, okay week so far. There is a lot of stress and uncertainty and all that going on right now for a variety of reasons. Some of them political, more political than others and whatever. But man, just try and keep cool. You know, we never know how all this stuff's going to pan out. I don't know. Black Cat is just listening today. I did another one of those today, too. I did another black cat. Tanned for a little extra long today. And after I got done, I feel like I definitely smelled like cooked sausage. Krista, how are you? Thank you for the frog and the heart. Appreciate that. Oh, that's what I was gonna do. I was gonna see if that kitty cat was again outside today. But I was like, wait a minute. Get my days confused. I need to go to the gym. I can't go for a walk. Wanted to see that cat. I want to pet that cat. There was a long-running joke for a while about, so this cottage up north, there's this cat that was hanging around the cottage that was up there, and my one of my cousins was petting it and whatever, and it was like snuggling with him all weekend, and he ended up getting ringworm. And so one of my buddies was over, and we're like hanging out or watching TV or playing games or something. And my dad walks in and he goes, "Hey, by the way, if you're up north, there's a cat up there. Don't pet that cat, you'll get ringworm." And then just walks away. And my friend just died laughing. And so it became a thing. It became a thing from there on in that, like, anytime there was a cat, one of us would like whisper, "Don't pet that cat, you'll get ringworm." Just no context walks in. Thanks, Dad. Black Cat says, "I don't get upset about stuff that people have been getting upset about for decades on end." Well, like, I don't know. I think of all this stuff now and I'm like, there's leaks and rumors and this and that, and all to me just seems like some large shell game of rage and fear and don't pay attention to this while this. It's a fucking. It's just. It's a fucking. I think that's my ultimate review on everything. The same festival. The only thing that sucks about it being full of fools is that the Carnival of Fools never ends. Something else I want to talk about. Oh, if you are thinking, neither do I, fuck it, let the world burn. Hey, I mean, kinda. I'm always like, I don't know, keep your eye on the ball. For me, it's like, I have shit I want to get done. I need to secure this thing at work so that I have less stress and I want to move to Arizona and see mountains and ride my motorcycle around. A lot of the rest of this, like, it's not to be nihilistic, but like, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. And then you go, you wasted your last days just being mad at some dumb thing that isn't going to matter because you're going to die. Like, I don't, it's just, it's fucking. But anyhow, I just lost my train of thought. Oh, if you were thinking of an interesting little gift. So, one of my nieces, she's been doing a lot of different like creative like crafty art projects, and I think she really has an eye for that. She's done like some stop motion animation and some little videos, and I think she just like in and when I was younger, it wasn't so much that my parents like stifled creativity, but I don't feel like I was ever encouraged that creativity could be a career or job or something. And so maybe it's not my place, but I feel like when I've gotten gifts or presents or whatever, I try to get stuff that continues this sort of creative bent, whether it was like a little phone stand and a lighting kit, or I can't remember what else I got, but there was some other drawing art kit, you know, because I think it's important to encourage that stuff because, yeah, science and math and all that stuff, it's all grand, but like you have things that make your heart sing and that you have either an aptitude or an intuition towards. And so I feel like you have one family member who's big into like math. And again, it isn't that they stifle her creativity, but I just try to think of different stuff. Like I find there to be a little bit of a fun thing in like searching for gifts for people. And so what I was looking around for, and what I bought her is a 3D printing pen. So if you are unfamiliar with the concept of a 3D printer, basically you put little spools of like basically plastic. I'm just going to use some. You basically put spools of plastic in this little thing, and you feed it some sort of model or diagram, and it moves this little thing around and basically spits out the melted plastic using a pattern and builds it up a little piece at a time until you have a fully constructed thing. Right? Krista says, "Shh, don't tell Cigar Carl, but he's the PIMP again tonight. Just us gals." I don't know. I gotta. Well, let's see. The users in chat. We have somebody named Sega Dream. We have some other people in chat. I typically don't like to call them out, but there are some other people, I think, possibly listening and lurking around. Alchemical is here. Oh, he ruined it. Well, now there's one for each of us. Hey! Alchemical says, we're talking about Lego. No, 3D printing. And so 3D printing and 3D printers, that usually involves you getting some sort of 3D model, and so on and so on and so on. But so what I got her, because I think this is actually kind of neat, is a 3D printing pen. And so this 3D printing pen comes with some different templates that you can use. And what's kind of neat about the 3D printing pen is that because you can use it freehand, you can actually use it to glue things together. You can use it to basically put designs on things like fabric or paper, linen, whatever. You can make little signs and shit out of it. And or you can also like kind of lift the pen up, and as the plastic kind of dries, you can use it to build little like arches and stuff. I was like, that's kind of cool. That's like, I don't want to say like infinite Lego, but like realistically, with being able to draw out fine pieces of plastic and put stuff together, you basically build your own models. Like if you were going to build a little bit of a house, you could basically build a little piece and connect it, and you could just construct it on your own and make a roof and use the other piece of plastic to fix a piece of. So I'm like, you know what? I feel like that's kind of neat. I think that's one of those things that if I had that when I was her age, I would have just, who knows what sort of D. I probably would have glued my action figures together and made like mutant hybrids. But even still, I think it's kind of cool, right? Like, and so I got a bunch of different colors, and I'm like, man, that's kind of neat. And the barrier of entry for cost on that has gone way down. We're talking like about $50 or so, which, yeah, it's $50, but like I only have two nieces. Like, it's only the two gifts for kids that I really buy stuff for, and so it gets me a little excited because then I get to go shopping for stuff that I didn't get to have when I was a kid. Ooh, and then I'm always like, hey, I want to see it work, and then here, uncle, you want to try it? Like, yay, now I get to play with it. 2020 celebrate. I thought that was corn. How did you get that limited time emote? That's kind of cool. Oh, Chemical Dreams, how have you been, by the way? Hope you've been doing well. But yeah, that's like fun stuff. And I think, you think about like a hot glue gun, and even that, like you can do some neat crafty stuff with. But again, the stuff comes out and it's kind of a almost like a melted plastic. So they say that like with the 3D pen, you can sort of use that to like glue and fix things together. So like if you had, I don't know, just let's just say two pieces of dowel rod or something like that, you could 3D print a little spiral around an intersection, basically glue them together. And it dries almost, I would say probably almost instantly. Again, unlike a traditional like like the E600 or whatever glue. It's just kind of cool. I feel like that's like a fun thing to play with. And who knows? If you get really good at it, you might be able to make some pretty neat projects. I mean, think about the idea of like if you had like colored translucent like plastic, you could basically cut it into shapes and use this to draw some sort of mandala shape or something around it and basically glue the pieces together, and then it would be a lightweight hanging little frame. And you could make all sorts of shit out of it. Well, chemical has soar and been trying to absorb a book's worth of info in a short time. Well, Godspeed with you, sir. That's always tough. See, I'm excited about that. I need to package that up and wrap that up and get that done. And I want to drive, because I think I'm going to get my stepmom, I think I'm going to get her a massage for Mother's Day. And it's the same sort of thing. She's kind of an age and a means where she doesn't really like need or really want a whole lot of stuff. And I don't even know if she's going to end up going over my stepbrother and to see them and their kids. I haven't followed up on that yet, so I don't know what I'm going to do this weekend, but who loves you, baby? You're beautiful. Even though your sunglasses are a little too high in your head. But that's okay. You keep them off the. We keep them so they're not resting. Like, I got these new sunglasses, and they're kind of cool looking, but I'm not happy with the way the nose piece fits because the bottom of the frame slightly touches my face, and I don't like that. But they were cheap and whatever, so if they last me a season, they last me a season. They're not as cool. I really like my gold framed, like the amber lens, like aviators I have, but then like those don't look good with certain outfits. You want something that's a little more like sporty looking. So yeah. Should we get to the nasty topic? Talking about new tech stuff, you get a new pair of bone conduction headphones. Now, how do you like those? I bought a pair of those and I returned them because I did not, the volume didn't cut it for me. I felt like I could not get a spot where they worked quite right. And it could have just been the ones that I bought, but like even at like max volume, I felt like it wasn't very loud. I'm like, this isn't gonna work. I can't wear these to the gym. I wouldn't be able to hear the music. Tomorrow's Taco Tour by Krista. $3 each with 70 plus places to eat. Dude, that's awesome. King Dinosaur is here, everybody. Howdy! King Dinosaur, how are you doing? Hope you're doing well. Hope the writing is going good. Hope everything else is going good. A Chemical says the volume is but the audio quality is good. What I like about those is that it, you're not, it's not in your ear. It's using the your bones to transmit the sound. I feel like maybe depending on your head, they could be really cool. They just didn't. Or again, maybe I just need to try a different brand. But I think it's a neat idea. I think it's a cool idea, and I like the idea that while you're wearing those, you can hear other stuff around you. So like, if you wanted music or something on, but you had a job where you still needed to have people be able to talk to you, your ear is essentially open. I think that's pretty neat. King Dinosaur says, yeah, getting really close to finishing that all up and then on to the next book. I can't wait. I cannot wait till it's done. Can we do some sort of book party promotion thing when that's finished? I would love to do that. They're not in your ear and they're safe for forklifts and stuff. And so in that regard, I think they're really cool. I think it. they're like, oh, well, you have to be able to hear or whatever. I mean, they're neat. I got them because I was hoping to be able to like wear them to the gym or something or out for walks. I'm like, this isn't gonna work. It's not loud enough. And you know, like when I'm at the gym, part of the reason why I like those on is not just for the motivation of the sound, but it's focus. I don't like to be able to hear the other dipshit conversations that people are having and fucking whatever. And book party, as long as it's like a soap party. No, like we'll celebrate the fact that he's finished a book, and maybe I'll buy a few copies and give them away as a promotion. Or we'll have King Dinosaur come on the show and talk about the process of writing and finishing his book. We'll make it a whole thing. I think it'll be awesome. I always like celebrating stuff that you guys have done. All right. Everybody take a deep breath because we're about to go into some nasty territory. So I will once again warn you, this is some explicit, brutal content. Consider yourself warned. It is graphic and slightly violent in nature. Some of it contains some controversial opinion. So I'm going to try to stay calm. Well, I'll try and stay calm on this, but this came up as a result of something that got talked about. Yes, brutal comment. Brutal content. Absolute Katie came at the right time. And by the way, if you don't follow Absolute Katie, please make sure you follow Absolute Katie. She is awesome and just a super cool person. I think she. Did I do that right? I did. And so part of this was I talked a bit about this with Katie today. But here we go. There was a video that circulated from the UK where a woman who look at all my new power. Katie's indeed, she's got savage power. That's a what's a combo slam. Well, it's not really an inside joke because it's fucking everybody knows it's her name. But anyway, there was a video that was sort of circulated in the UK. And in this case, it was where there was a woman who had a pit bull and she got mugged. And as she was getting mugged, another woman who basically said, "Hey, somebody call for help. She's getting mugged." Well, the pit bull ran up and mauled her. And then after that lady basically collapsed and struggled away, the dog then ran over and basically bit the owner in the back and pulled her down so that she smashed the back of her head on the concrete, and the mugger proceeded to run away. And people were like, that is pretty fucking shitty. And of course, the comments then ranged to how awful these dogs are, and it's the training fault, and it's the person's fault, and it's all his fault. I'm like, look, I don't really want to talk about fault, but I do want to talk about something that I feel is appropriate, which is responsibility and care and concern with animals and animal care, because I love dogs, I love animals, but I have had some encounters in my life with them that were not so great. When I was in elementary school, the first girlfriend that I had, and as much as you can be a boyfriend and girlfriend in elementary school, where you basically are like, here's a little note with a heart on it, and you like kiss on the cheek or whatever, holding hands, you're like, ooh, they're together. Well, she had a friend that was in the same neighborhood where we all sort of lived, right? They had sort of a lot of land, and they had a like a farmhouse, and they had a dog that was sort of a wolf type mix. I don't exactly know what the breed breakdown was, but they were outside petting the dog, and the friend went to walk into the house and got about halfway to the house, and the dog bit my girlfriend on the face and basically tore half of her mouth off. And of course, then all the accusations come out. And so, Krista, anyone is allowed to express their. I don't know if I necessarily. I think there are propensities for behavior within breeds, but I think in general, most dogs aren't going to attack someone unless they've encountered some other thing that sets them off. Now, in this case, who knows? Maybe she, like, that, this was one of those cases where, like, you hear this blood-curdling scream, and then there's blood and shit all over the place. I don't know if she wrapped her arms around the dog's neck to give it a hug, and it thought it was being choked, and maybe somebody abused it. All I know is that that dog got put to sleep, and then the accusations came out about why did you guys have a wolf, and this is your fault. And it's a fucking meltdown. Friendships and families and everything now are ruined and wrecked because of somebody with a disfigurement who had to go get plastic surgery, and she had a fairly major scar on her face that she was very self-conscious about for a long time. So that was one. Another one was a kid that I knew, and they had a. I'm sorry if my voice is getting a little shaken up. Like, this is hard for me to get through. They had a pit bull something mix. I don't know what the other mix was, but is that why I broke up with her? Yes, you're disfigured now. You ruined. I think the thing was, I think we had talked about how we like weren't gonna see each other anymore. And it was like that day that she then got bit in the face. It's like I'm like nine. Or like I don't know how do you process and handle that when you're nine? But like this was a case of the family had this pit bull mix, and the family had gone out to do something, and the son was home at the time and came home from baseball practice and got undressed, took a shower, whatever, and laid down on the couch and woke up, and the pit bull had just fucking chewed his hand off, basically. Like, the pit bull is in the process of just crushing his hand and just tearing his hand off. And again, there wasn't really anybody else around, so they have no idea what happened. All the kid knows is that he's asleep one minute and he wakes up in horrendous pain being pulled off the couch. And I think as soon as he started screaming, the dog put its tail between its legs and ran in the other room and was like, "Oh shit, did I do a bad?" And that kid had to go get all sorts of surgery and shit on his hand because it was fucking hamburger meat. So, as I discussed with some people today, I have my own slight bias, and I understand that's a bias. I think there are some inclinations for breeds to have certain behaviors, just like retrievers have a trait for retrieving whatever things. But that being said, I'm not saying that they're all bad. But what bothers me, And before we get too much into some of these other stories, because that's not the last one here, podcast people, let's take a break and we'll be right back. You know, and so in this case, this kid was, I guess, really into baseball and sports and all that, and that was basically over. His hand was just fucked. I mean, he had tendon damage and everything, and it was just foobar. Absolutely, Katie comments, kids need to be trained not to approach unknown dogs. Dogs need to be trained to be extra submissive around children. I agree with you, and I think it is always, I have things that sort of... I hesitate to say bother me, but kind of bother me. But when you're at or near a park, and this was, so even Patch, okay, my sister's dog Patch. Patch was a sweet dog, but she would get very nervous around kids-ish. Not that she would bite them, but she would get a little like, eh. And like, look, kids... by their nature, I think, generally love animals, and so they're all like, always like, hey, doggy, and go running over. No, we were trained, you always at, like, you don't run up to the dog. You don't, like, always stay back and ask the owner, can I pet your dog? And if they say no, then they say no. And so, like, part of it's on the animal training, part of it's on the humans, too, right? Like, the training of people, like, yes, you may have a lovely, snuggly dog, but you don't know that that dog is a snuggly dog. It could be a dog that is going through reacclimation because it was abused. And then if you say no and the parents get this, well, why can't she pet it? Because it might bite the shit out of her. That's why. It might maul her and rip half of her fucking face off. Like, dude, no is no. They'd be like, hey, can my kid jump in your car and drive it? Like, no. Oh, well, why not? Like, it's like a lot of stuff. There comes a little bit of some responsibility of, I think, various parties. Like, man, fucking the kids, please teach your kids and young ones. Yeah, the hey doggy running up is a no-no. Like, that is recipe for disaster. Yeah, I know. I miss Patch a lot. Makes me very sad. Alchemical says training can do a lot, but most people are not professional trainers. Also true. And I think sometimes people in their training actually do worse because that's not always the most intuitive thing. Krista says, just barely limit my butt, got my arm instead. He was in another room, heard strange voice, broke down the door, ran right for me. See, and I think that's a little different because, again, you're... in a strange house, and like, it doesn't know who you are. So, like, again, that makes a little more sense to me than kid just sitting in a, laying on a couch, and the dog just decides to eat his arm. What the fuck is that? And so what you encounter a lot here around Detroit is the following horrendous scenario. I think it was last summer. Was that last summer? No, maybe it was the summer before. It was the summer I got my street glide. So I went for a motorcycle ride, and I was riding down to meet up with a friend who lives, and I'm trying to not name, he lives in an area that's in Detroit, but near sort of the edge of Detroit. So I decided I'm going to take a long route because the freeways were fucked up. So I was going to go down and around. As I'm riding down one of these streets. So like you see these houses and you can see the houses that have like people that live in them. That own them. And then houses that people are using, but they probably don't own. No, they had worse than green sludge. They had a dog that was laying in the street. And at this point is sort of irrelevant, but it was a large pit bull that's head was crushed, smashed on the street, chained to a stake in the front yard, with a dude just, you know, walking by, getting in his Suburban, doing whatever. And there's just fucking dead animals. And typically what happens with that is that house probably at some point was used for some illegal activity. And so what they do is they get the dogs and they use the dogs for security. But however they got the dogs, whether they picked them up free from the pound or whatever, they typically whip them and beat them and basically get them riled up. And then they do whatever they're going to do. And then when they're done, they just leave because they don't really want the dogs in their car and they don't really care because the dog is basically just treated like a disposable tool. Like that's not a thing that they love and care for. That's just there to bite people who might get at their drugs or prostitutes or human trafficking or whatever the fuck it is that they're doing in this flop house. So they basically just leave them there. And so I imagine what happened is that dog got left outside after they left and was probably barking, 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 barking. And so somebody just drove over it with their car and then just left the smashed body there. And again, because nobody else gives a fuck, it was just laying there flopped half on the street with people just like, whatever. I'm like, what in the fuck? And so now and then, those animals, depending on how close you are to some of the other populated areas, either animal control or whatever will get called in. And those animals, I imagine, will probably end up in some sort of shelter or something somewhere. And I always think about that and go, all right, again, I have my bias. Even if it wasn't for behavior, the bite of those animals is incredible. And now it was probably abused. It was probably treated terribly. And now it's in this shelter area. And so maybe they calm it down and it, and it seems friendly and seems nice. But I'm always like, yeah, but if it experiences something that remembers that reminds it of that period of abuse or trauma, it might just trigger it to have a reflex. In animals like that, when they get into sort of this like rage state, like it's hard to break them out of it. And those dogs are not like you can beat them in the head with a stick. Like they're not, it's not like if it. So anyway, I don't want to seem like I'm picking on them in this case, but like that's a responsibility thing. If you have a little yippy dog, I mean, I'm not saying like those things are harmless because as I was talking to somebody, they had like a terrier. I can't remember what terrier mix it was, but it was kind of like a rat terrier. And that bit their fucking baby and hurt their baby really bad. Don't know why. That was another case of like the dog is out and the baby's playing in the front room, and all of a sudden they hear this that like bark yelp where like it's going after something for some reason, and then the baby's screaming, and they ran in there, and it had a huge amount of damage to one of the baby's legs. The dog had just bit the shit out of its leg, and they don't know why and what the fuck was up with that. So I am always very cautious around dogs in particular, but I've been bitten by cats pretty bad too. Yeah, black cat, I imagine they probably can't adopt some of those out, but like it's all there's also just I don't know, I'll say corruption and whatever, and like yeah. It's the circle of irresponsibility. And I'm not saying that like all of those places are terrible, but I'm not gonna let this dog get killed. Look, he's really a nice dog. Like just it is awful. But the I'm gonna obscure some details of this. Because I have to. But the worst case of this was I'll at least say that it was a pair of American bulldogs. There were a pair of American bulldogs. It was a brother and sister dog. And those dogs were rescued, and the dogs were listed as coming from a home where they were abused. So the couple that adopted these dogs knew that they were going to need some care and they were going to need some work, right? And I used to come over their house a lot. And yes, those dogs would be very skittish and very nervous when you came over because that's just the way they were. But I knew that, they knew that. And so there was very much the, like, again, don't rush at them, just kind of ignore them and leave them alone a little bit. If they come near you to sniff at you, kind of don't pay attention to them because we were trying to be responsible with all that. You know, in this case, it's not the dog's fault they were abused. It's not the dog's fault that they had an owner that would beat them with sticks and apparently would tie, I think the one dog, it would tie it up with electrical cord and would basically put it on this electrical cord where it was like slightly being choked all the time so it wouldn't bark. You're like, dude, what in the fucking fuck is wrong with you, man? Like, and so they at least had and knew the whole history, which I think is another important thing that in a lot of cases it's, well, we don't know. We just found the stray and it's here and it's up for adoption. Well, like, be careful with that because you don't know what, like, I want to say, like, would you do that with a person? Like, well, what's this person's history? I don't know. I just found him outside. Just let him on in. And the person didn't just like fucking shoot a bunch of people and bury them in the backyard. Fucking like, we're. But so, like, they knew. So we knew and we were cautious and we were trying to be responsible. Until one day they did a bad. And the day they did a bad was being at a park and we were down by a stream. And because they wanted the dogs to play, they took the leashes off the dogs. And I immediately felt very uncomfortable with this. And of course, somebody went running through a trail somewhere up in the park. And all of a sudden, one of the dogs let out a yelp and then tore off into the park after this person. Thank God that the dogs in this case, at least when they got near the person and they heard it coming and turned around and yelled or whatever, the dog stopped and they were able to grab him. But this person was decidedly pissed and rightfully so. And that really rubbed me the wrong way because, again, I'm like, see, this is the sort of thing that will give animals and whatever like this a bad rap because you shouldn't have done that. That was terrible on your part. And it only takes one mistake. It just takes one mistake. And now you have disaster. So they learned their lesson on that one. And it was, oh, and okay. Well, as time goes on, these two dogs, the female dog, started to kind of come around. She'd be a little more friendly. She would come up and give me headbutts and roll around and, you know, got to the point where she'd recognize my voice and come over and greet me. And that was fine. The male dog had no such inclination. He was not healing and progressing. As a matter of fact, I think in some ways he was getting worse. And they tried to take the dogs to like some socialization events, and it wasn't working. Now, I again agree and understand that like you want to try and give these animals a chance and give them love and care. But I had some other friends that I knew that said, that makes us very nervous, and that dog does not seem like it's coming around, and I'm worried something is gonna happen at some point. And so, how do I obscure this? One day I was driving, and the event I was driving to was supposed to be of an event where these same friends were going to join us. And so my phone rings, and I figure, oh, this is just coordination of details. And instead, it is my friend hysterical. And I can't make out what she's saying. She's just in hysterics. And I'm like, what's going on? What's happening? And she says, the dog bit her. And I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, what do I do? There's so much blood. There's just blood everywhere. I'm like, hang up the phone, call 911. Hopefully things will be okay. Like, talk to me later, or stay on the or call me back, whatever you have to do. The long story short of this was that a family member was going to come over to the house to help take care of things while my friends were out with us. And so they were saying hello to the animal, and my friends went to go handle some laundry in the house, and she just hears this horrendous scream from upstairs and barking. And the dog had basically bit from about here all the way down and had more or less ripped it off. Just absolutely decimated their face. And in this case, that kind of broke their family apart because the rest of the family said, you should have known this and it's your fault and we knew that dog. And so on and so on and so on. And it was just a disaster. It was an absolute unmitigated fucking disaster. So ultimately, I think the only thing I have to say about all of this is whether it's a dog, an animal, a firearm, a truck, a car, a motorcycle, I don't care what it is. Look, just be careful. And I want to say take some responsibility, but don't let fun overrule your sensibility. Like, nightmares, like nightmarish stories. And so I'm not gonna, in this case, pick on any other breeds, but like, big dogs are bigger. That's just pure size and mass. Same token, a little dog against a little baby. But like, just fucking watch it. And if you abuse an animal, I hope you burn in hell and go fuck yourself. I think that's the other important message that I would just like to share is that if you abuse or mistreat an animal, fucking I hope lightning strikes you because you're a piece of shit. It is so disgusting to see the condition of some of those animals in the city, and it just breaks my heart. Handle your shit, brothers and sisters, right? And so, I mean, that's the thing. Like, obviously, horrible stories always bubble to the top because, let's be honest, there's so many super nice dogs and cats and snakes and rats and who knows whatever else animals out there. So, you do tend to hear the worst of the worst because they're shocking and terrifying. But I just if you're gonna get a thing like that, I feel like an animal, like if you're gonna be a steward, I'll use a neutral word, if you're going to be a steward for an animal or human or whatever, like if you tend to take out cruelty on that thing or whatever, like maybe just don't, because you're the worst. Katie says anyone who abuses those who are helpless, I can think of where they belong. That's not good. And I is oh. I mean, there's stories like that from the city all the time, because the dogs will start starving and they'll either pull the stake out of the ground and run, and now they're like half crazed. And dude, it's just that shit is out of control. And you go, well, they're not gonna buy a golden retriever as a guard dog. So number one, they're just put in a scenario where, like, okay, they bought those things for security, but yeah, but then they abused them and they're starving and they were beaten and mistreated. And so yeah, what do you think is gonna fucking happen? It's just can we just not just be nice to your doggies and your kitties? Give them head pats and love, and like, you know, if you need a thing to guard your place, like, I don't know, why don't you just go find someone who looks like they need a job and just be like, look, here's a shotgun, sit on the front porch, and like, at least that way you don't mistreat an animal. I mean, I guess you are in a sense possibly still mistreating an animal, but at least that's something with a little more agency. I don't know. It's just so fucked up. It's just that's so fucking fucked up. Literally, like coming around the corner and like fucking, you know, you're on the bike, so you're like lower down, and there's just this fucking squashed animal, and there's just like people walking around it, like guy's just fucking, yep, just got a cigarette and doesn't care. What? That's one thing you have to hand to Colorado: animal abuse is not tolerated. Fucking good. Shit is disgusting, and like I. And look, I'll even switch pages for a minute and say the people who like fucking do that with even like cats. I'm like, look, I love cats too. But if you get to the point where you have so many cats in your house that you can't feed them and they're getting diseased and they're getting eye infections and their eyes and shit, like, what are you doing? I mean, I think ultimately that comes down to you're either sick or you're just fucking evil. No, maybe take your pick, one or the other. Or you're just incredibly dumb, which I think none of those things are necessarily a recipe for success. But like, handle your shit. Like, don't be, what is it? Don't be one of the stories. Don't be one of the, like, don't be one of the tales of terror that gets told on some shitty nighttime podcast by some bald fucking goatee moron. So I have other stories, but I'm not going to share them. I feel like that's enough. Part of me says, what is the point of some of those? I think it's just to illustrate that we can love these animals and they can give a lot of love back to us. But number one, they're not machines. Number two, they react to things just like a lot of living creatures will react to things. Some of them better or worse than others. And so, if you're going to take on the responsibility of having a pet, take on the responsibility of having a pet. If you're going to learn to ride or learn to shoot or learn to skydive, like if you're going to take the responsibility for a thing, learn to do it right. Maybe don't just assume, well, it's a dog. It'll just be great with everyone. Like, what, fucking. No, maybe it sounds like it's just an intuitive thing that will take care of itself. But, like, you've taken up the responsibility for caring for another living thing. Don't treat that lightly. Like, that's shitty. On that note, I think probably what I would like to do is at some point this year, I would like to go back and talk to the Michigan Animal Rescue League and see if I can't do some sort of either a little bit of a fundraiser or a video of some of the animals or something there, but some way to support them because, look, I do love animals. I love dogs and cats. I am, well, they've brought me a lot of happiness and joy. And look, I've met nasty people, just like I've met nasty animals. Like they're not. I want to say like you can't lump them all together, but like I would love to go over there and see if there's a way to get an interview or something, get some sort of interview, maybe talk to somebody there, just get some information or something. I don't know. We've given money to them in the past, and I feel like that always makes me feel good. Yeah, and snakes, dude. I love that reptarium. Would you? I don't even know if it would work. But like I could try to do a live stream from the Reptarium. Although they might not want that though, because then they'd be like, well, but if you're gonna show all these videos, then now people aren't gonna pay for tickets. Which I get that. Unless we like donated a bunch of money or something. Or maybe I could ask them if we could do like a private thing or something. I don't know. Or I'll tell them, look, it'll be the live stream only, but no VOD. Like I'll delete the VOD afterwards, so it's only live when you see it. And whatever, something, but like, I love animals, I really do. Except for those fucking blue jays, man. Those fuckers can suck my dick. Me! Me! What the fuck are you yelling about, man? It's like 6 o'clock in the morning, and you're just up there. Me! Won't you piss off, dude? You could go anywhere else and make that fucking sound. What are you gonna do? Like right outside my fucking window. Me! Asshole. Alchemical dreams, appropriate use of the rage. The. What is it? What did I call that? Super Mike. They do feed off your annoyance. I feel like they can just feel it. And they're like, yeah, watch this. I'm gonna go right outside this window. Watch this. Fucking birds. But it's funny. So like here's a wholesome dog story. I don't know if I think I told you this wholesome dog story, but I want to tell it again. So when I went to pick up the cap for my truck, it was a small family-owned little business. And so inside the front office, they had some stuff about hunting and so on and so forth. And there were a couple of dogs in there. There was a real old black lab and then a younger black lab. And so anyway, I get the order in. The guy's gonna take the truck and put the cap on it and do all that stuff. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm just gonna sit here and wait. As I'm talking to him, the one dog, he pushes his nose under the little, they had like a little gate. He pushes his nose under there and he's like, you can hear it like bumping the thing. So I'm like, can I pet the dogs? He's like, oh yeah, sure. So like, you put your hand down and you pet the snout and you hear this thump, 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 thump of the dog's tail. I'm like, aw. And so there's like some rustling behind the desk and he goes, up, oh, she's, what did he say? Something like, here she comes. And so the other dog had ran out like into the shop and she had this like stuffed little duck. And so she came out and brought me this little stuffed duck. She came up to the gate and like, lifts her head up and like shows her the duck. I was like, what a good girl. Thank you for bringing me the duck. And tail all wagging. So I'm like, all right. So I go and I sit down. I'm sitting there and I'm like, I'm gonna put my headphones in. I'm just gonna like listen to music or something like that. And so I'm sitting there and I'm watching these dogs. And so like they're, just kind of, I don't know, playing around for a little bit. And then the older dog lays down. And then the younger dog's kind of looking around. And then it's one of those things where like she looks over in my direction. So you kind of like look eye to eye for a minute. And, like her tail starts wagging. She gets down on the floor and like flattens herself out. And like flat commando crawls under the gate, like squashes herself down, and then comes running, like running over to where I'm at, and immediately like flops on her side for belly. And then I was like, oh, is that a nice dog? And just, tail thumping on the floor. Like, that's a good girl. So I pet her a little bit. And she just like laid there with her tail like wagging for like the whole rest of the time that I sat there in the office. And then like the guy comes out and he's like, yeah, that's what she does. She's like, she comes out, she crawls into the gate when she gets lonely. I was like, oh, aw. Nice doggy. Yes, Katie has two adorable dogs, Goose and Doot. Goose is a, what is it, a Weimaraner? And Doot is a Ball of Fury. But they are wholesome, adorable dogs. And if you do stop by Katie's channel and you build up enough points, you can watch her pet Goose's derp spot, which is basically like the dog like gets like the hypno eyes like Yes, Doot. Doot, doot. Just like that, alchemical. So, like, if you're gonna get a pet, give it love, give it care, and treat it with responsibility. That's all I have to say about that. Goose the Weimaraner and Doot the Dingleberry. All right. And maybe you'll even see the video game, the Doot Quest video game. Although that made me sad that like Goose was like the, I was like, no, Goose should have been like the, should have been like an ally, not like a, should have been like the options in Gradius, like a little, the little goose that comes in and just does nothing because her derp spot's getting petted. If you pet my derp spot, I'd get pretty much useless too. Cheers. Yeah, Goose was the final boss. She is funny. I love those dogs. I think that's the one dog. There's like a Reddit video or something like a dog where they're like sleepy old boy fading in and out of existence while getting petted. And there's this girl. She's like petting it, and he's just like. Everybody's got a derp spot. You may take some work to find it, but everybody's got a derp spot. So, I don't want to say I apologize for the brutal stories, but the point of that was not to bum people out, just to illustrate, look, we all have responsibility as adults for the things that we do. And, treat your pets nice. Just be nice. And just pay attention to shit. That's all I'm saying. I don't have anything else to say about that. I think it's tragic. I think all that is tragic, and I wish that wasn't the case. But as Rocky has said before, the world is a mean and nasty place and will beat you to your knees if you let it. So don't let it. Stay strong, stay safe, keep the faith, and all of that good shit. And we will see you again tomorrow for another 11 p.m. nightcast. Make sure you get yourself some rest. Thank you so much, everyone, who stopped by and participated in the chat and kept me company tonight. As always, I greatly appreciate it. Chris says, cheers, have a wonderful night, y'all. Prayers, hugs, love, XOXOXO. Pay attention, good night, cheers, booze, hearts, all that good shit. Alchemical with a hype who. What is that? Limited time. You get all these limited time emotes. You like collect them all, dude. It's crazy. King Dinosaur says, nice to meet you. Absolutely, Katie. Fantastic streams. Fantastic individual. If you can, please make sure you drop Absolutely Katie a follow. And we'll see you all again soon. Let's find a lovely person to raid. Oh, wait. 1 second. Yes, King Dinosaur wrote a book. It is a spectacular book. It's called Ghosts on the Highway. It is a very, very good read. It's got a fantastic writing style. It's an interesting, sometimes surreal adventure of a man dealing with heritage and mental health. And it's just, it's a great book. I wholeheartedly recommend you pick that up. There was a link somewhere that Nightbot is supposed to. Here it is. I'm going to copy and paste this again. If you're curious, here it is. And King Dinosaur is almost finished with another book. So when we do that one, we will try and get him on the show. We'll see if King Dinosaur wants to be on this piece of shit. And maybe we can get him to talk about his amazing book. It's always fun to have a guest, and maybe we'll be able to pick his brain a little bit on some of the writing process behind his new narrative. All right. Yeah, large congrats. Amazing. Real name is not King Dinosaur 69. The guy's been in a band. He's like fucking... He's like the coolest cat in the world. Like, I think he's immortal. Looks like he's like 30 forever. He's got fucking great hair and he wears like a sweet leather jacket. Like, fucking King Dinosaur is like the smoothest motherfucker around. It's incredible. The last time, I think, King Dinosaur, when was the last time you were on? Was when you talked about the lady who was trying to poison the Sasquatch with a pie so she could fuck it? I think that might have been the last time you were around. Maybe there was another time. But I don't know if it's been since I've been down here. Day 37, the Sasquatch has not been enticed by my poisoned pie. Oh, my. Seriously, though, that's legit. King Dinosaur, for those of you who have not been listening to the show that long, if you go back and listen to some of the really old episodes, he had found a journal that was in the like old archives of this library. So he got access to like this, to these really old journals. And I think I asked him what was like the craziest, like your favorite thing that you found in there, like the old... She found this journal about this woman. She like, what was it? She moved, I think from like the city or something out kind of to the country. And she thought that she had seen basically a Sasquatch. That there was a Sasquatch kind of out in the woods. And as she talks about it, she decides she's going to entice the thing by making a pie. But she poisoned it. She put drugs in it and was hoping that the Sasquatch would eat the pie so that she'd be able to capture it. And then, of course, we started talking about I feel like you missed a whole opportunity to have like a whole slew of like erotic fiction here, dude. You can make this weird thing where like she captures it and she sleeps the Sasquatch, and then she finds out that like Sasquatch cum makes you like into a Sasquatchess, and she turns into this like Amazonian Sasquatch chick and finds like the whole tribe of the like, man, you could go fucking wild with that. You go off the fucking chain with that shit. It's like you can take those ideas for free. You go ahead and write all that. Feel free to put your name all over those. You don't need to mention me in the credits at all. As a matter of fact, please don't. Oh boy. Day 64. The Sasquatch has been enticed by the smell of my hot pie.